Shalom Aleichem's for his friends. This year should be a schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther. He should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chomasa yada v'zivu pagam v'karov, and also for Chana Reza bas Miriam Rivka, she should have a healthy child, Barama Chivarov, v'shasa gidov v'richus yamim v'shanim tevis. We're going to be learning about the mitzvah of Motzi Shemra, based on the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha, in Mitzvah's essay, Reish Yud Ches, and Reish Yud Tes. In Mitzvah's essay, Reish Yud Ches, the Rambam tells us, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, this shir should also be a schus for Mori Rabbi Shlita, that he should have a refu shleim. It says that there is Hushit Sivanu, Lases Ha'ones is Anusasa. There's a mitzvah that if a man rapes a woman, Torah says, he must take her as a wife. And that's what the Torah says, V'lo si eli isha. Mitzvah's essay, Reish Yud Tes, is the din of Motzi Shemra, that if a man marries a Naira and he claims that she has no Pesulin, and it turns out that he wasn't telling the truth, so he has to pay a knas, and also he gets lashes and he has to marry her. So when one rapes a woman, he has to keep her as a wife, and one is Motzi Shemra, below Sieli, she has to keep her as a wife. Look in the Tosis in Sanhedrin and the Ches Amid Beis. There Tosfos brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that in a Motzi Shemra, in an instance where it's not shaykh to be Makayim the din of a v'lo si eli isha, there is also no din of paying the 100 slime of paying the knas. So Rabbeinu Tam puts the two together. If you can't do v'lo si eli isha, for whatever reason a man is not allowed to marry her, then also you are not mekayim the din of tashlumei knas of 100 slayim. And the explanation is based on the sugya at the beginning of Perek Elu Nairis, which is being learned now in Daf Yomi. The Gemara is Tamei on the Mishnah that women who are psulos, they're still a knas. Frak the Gemara, Bahani b'nei knasan inhu. You have to pay these women a knas. V'amai, why? Ikruk ikrikan v'lo si'ali ish isha ru'yala. It has to be a woman that's ru'yala. And these women are ru'yala, so therefore why should there be a knas? And for the Gemara, that we have a special limud. So because of the special limud in the pasuk, especially alfusa, even if a woman is not ru'yalo, he still has to pay the knas. It emerges then that there is a knas, even though it's not shaykh to be mekayim the din of v'lo si'eli isha, is because we have a ribui in the pasuk. We have especially alfusa to tell us that despite the fact that you can't be mekayim v'lo si'eli isha, nevertheless there's still a knas. If so, let's now project to the case of Motzi Shemra. There it also says v'lo si'eli isha, where a man married a woman, and now he claimed there's no besulin. And there we don't find a yalfusa in the pasuk to tell us that there's a knas even if she's not ru'yala. So then we go back to the original din, like the Hava Amin of the Gemara, that there's no knas. That Motzi Shemra, if he can't keep her as a wife, then there's no knas as well. So we don't have any special yalfusa to tell us otherwise. Now look at the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, who proves from the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchas Naro Besula that he doesn't hold like the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And even Motzi Shemra, in an instance where it's Eina Ruya Lekaima, nevertheless, there's a Knas. Rabbeinu Tam says, that in Motzi Shemra, if you can't do Velosi Eliisha, there's also no Knas. And the Rambam disagrees with him. The Rambam holds that even if in Motzi Shemra you can't be Mekayim below Siya Le'isha, there's still a Knas. But we have to understand the Rambam, because Lechora, it's Muchach in the Sugya and Reish Perakei L'Nairis, that without especially Alfusa in the Pasuk, we say that there's no Knas if she's not Isha Ruyela. We need especially Alfusa to tell us that there's a Knas. If there's no Siya Alfusa, then if she's not an Isha Ruyela, then he doesn't have to pay the Knas as well. So what's the Rambam talking about? So it would appear that we can say as follows. In the Lashon of the Chinuch, we have to be medayik. In Mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, he writes, Shenitztava Motzi Shemra L'Ishto, Sheteshev Tachtav L'Olam, if someone's Motzi Shemra on his wife, she has to stay with him forever. Shenema v'lo siya l'isha, etc. U'mechlal din zeh, shenitztavu beis din gam kein lal kosa. He gets malchus included in this din of lo siya l'isha, of keeping the wife lower the vav. There's also malchus, and there's also an onesh of 100 slain. Now in mitzvah tukaf tafkuf nun zayin he writes, shenitztavu ha'ones nara bisula. Shiyisa osa leisha v'shiyitein laviya chamishim kesef. He was commanded, if he rapes an Arab Asula, that he has to take her as a wife and he has to give her father 50 silver pieces. So the Minchas Chinuch changed his lashon. In the mitzvah of Motzi Shemra, it looks like there are two different parts of the mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of lo siya le'isha, and in the Ikar Parsha of Motzi Shemra there's another din, malchus, and there's nachadin, 100 slain. That's in Motzi Shemra. But with respect to an ones, respect to raping an ira, there he doesn't write that. He doesn't say that there's one din and then there's a second din and then there's a third din. He sandwiches them all together. Shiyisa osa l'isha v'shitin levi chamishim kesef, etc. So the mashmos is that it's ein chiyuv. It's just one big chiyuv. The chiyuv of an ones is that he should marry her and give his knas of chamishim kesef. And the geder hadvarim would appear based on what's meduyik in the sefer mitzvahs here and in mitzvah ratio tests. Based on the Sefer Mitzvahs, we have these two mitzvahs are Reish Yud Ches and Reish Yud Tes. So in Reish Yud Tes, Dr. Rambam, he should tzivanu din motzi shemra. In other words, there's a din bechlalas of motzi shemra, and that includes various dinim. They're all included in the din of motzi shemra. The various specific dinim, din A, din B, din C, that's all included in the din of Motzi Shemra. With respect to an ones, there, in mitzvah, reish, yud, ches, the Rambam says, shetzivanu lases ha'ones es anusasa. There, it's not the general din that you have a number of dinim to be mekayim, din A, B, C, and D. No. You want to know what the din of ones is? He has to marry her. That's the ikara mitzvah v'lo siya le'isha. And in the Zelbe Veg, In the same way went the Chinuch. And he holds that you're right, there is a din in this parasha of Knas Chamishim Kesef, that if he rapes the girl, he's paying 50. Nevertheless, it's not because of two different pratim, two different details in the gather of Onis. Rather, it's all one. There is a din of marrying the girl, and together with that, the tsuras hakiyum of velo si elisha is by giving chamishim kesef. So, with respect to motzi shemra, there's the din of motzi shemra, which includes A, B, C, and D. In the A, B, and C, in the din of ones nara, it's not A, B, and C. It's all one. There's a mitzvah to marry her, and included in that mitzvah, the tzuras hakiyum is also to give her the chamishim kesef. It's also meduyak in the Chinuch. At the beginning, he writes, "Litein ha'ones chamishim slain." That he has to give 50 slain. The Rambam writes that it's one mitzvah lasis ones asanusasa. In other words, the velosi elisha. And then included in that will be giving the 50 kesef. They're not two different details, it's one. And in the Chinuch also, he says to give 50 slime, 50 silver pieces, Mishim Kesef. So it's mashma that the Iker mitzvah is the Tashlum HaKnas. And then, Fnima mitzvah, he writes that he has to marry her as a wife. In other words, they're not two separate dinim that are included in one mitzvah. Rather, it's all in the chiyuvim of the ones. It's all one chiyuv. That's the tzuras hakiyum of losi elisha, by paying the knas. So Rambam emphasizes losis, and part of losis, part of marrying her, is paying the knas. And the Chinuch at the top writes, "Litein ones chamishim slaim," and then b'fnim mitzvah that he marries her. And what he means is, they're not two separate things. How do you do velosi elisha? How do you do velosi elisha? By paying the 50 slaim. It's all one. We can explain this better based on the big yisod of the Rosh Yeshiva, that the gather of din knas of ones is because of Torah's ksuba, kemora habesulas. According to this, it works even better, that the knas is a din in an ofen be'ikar achiyuv liso anusa. If the knas is a ksuba, it's included in the mitzvah to marry her. The Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvos HaKotzar, "Lifnei Hilchos Isha, Ishus, Lisa Isha B'Ksuba B'Kiddushin." So to hear the mitzvah is Lisa Osa U'B'Ksuba of Knas Chamishim. Knas Chamishim is like a Ksuba. So it's really all one. So that's all in the din of Ones. So again, in the din of Ones, there's one din. What's the din? Marry her with a Knas, and the Knas is sort of like the Ksuba. But Mashen Ken B'motzi Shemra, it's not so. The obligation of V'lo Siya Le'isha, it's one din. And then there's a din Knas of Me'esh Slayim. That's a different din. They're just included in under one, they're both under the rubric of Din Motzi Shemra. But it's Din A and Din B. Siya Le'isha, one. Din Knas, number two. Malchus, number three. So based on this, The Rambam reads beautifully, because dafka in the knas of ones, there we needed to learn at the beginning of Perek Elu Nairis that without especially Alfusa in the pasuk, you would think that where she's not Ru'uya lo, she doesn't have to pay the knas. Because with respect to ones, the knas is not a separate din. The whole knas is part of the tsuras hakiyum of Velosi Elisha. And Mimela, you would have a Havamina that if an Isha is not Ru'uya lo, and there's no din of Velosi Elisha, Mimela, there's no knas. And Kamash Milan, you have Yafus in the Pasuk, there still is a knas. Mashenke and Linyan Motsi Shemra, there Velosi Elisha is not Shaykh to the din knas at all. There it's two separate dinim. They were just both said in the parish of Motsi Shemra. Nevertheless, since they're not Shaykh to each other, and it's a Chovas Knas Bifnei Atzmo, Mimela, the Rambam holds that you're right, she's not Ru'uya lo, but he still has to pay the knas. It's not no gay whether she's Ru'uya lo. Knas is a different din, it's a different category. Even without Yafus in the Pasuk. And it's also Meduyak in the Lashon of the Pasuk. By Motzi Shem Razak, the Pasuk. If it anshu also mea kesef. In Be'onis it says, if it nasan isha shochevima. By Motzi Shem Ra, it's an onish. If an onish of mea kesef. By onis, it's a din of nesina. What's this nesina? That part of a velosi elisha, that you have to marry her, you have to give her, you have to take care of her. Included in that is the nesina of the money. So, whether it's meduyak or not in the pasuk is not as important as the yisod that emerges from the way the Rambam would quite possibly learn the sugya, and that is, the Rambam holds that ones is one chiyuv, marry her with the knas, which the Rosh Yeshiva say is like a ksuba, and by Motzi Shemra, they're different chiyuvim. There's a knas and there's a losi alisha. And a mela, you can have one without the other, and for that you don't need the alfusa in the pasuk. Only by onus, where it's one chiyuv, there you need the alfusa to say that if you don't have a losi alisha, there's still a knas. So that's a very beautiful way of learning the sugya. We should all be zochem et Hashem. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.